Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Well, praise the mighty name of Jesus on this day. Good afternoon and welcome to our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. It is presented by our God-ordained ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG, Outreach Center for Change International. At this time, I feel very honored to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners who are calling in for the first time, all our devoted prayer partners and supporters. We are successful and blessed because of you and your participation and support. Know this, that you are very special to God, and He sees and cares about everything that you do to bless our radio broadcast. This is the day, the set time, and the designated moment for you to experience the free favors of God. Today is Monday. It is September 26, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our radio broadcast, Come Together for Change. Now, you may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. So hopefully you have your pen and your paper and you can write the number down, and next week you can call some of your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, those that mean the most to you, and let them know that Come Together for Change will be on the air every Monday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. All they have to do is call 646-200-0578. If you don't get that opportunity, you may also listen to us on Facebook under Elder Hudson Griffith or Shalia Griffith. Know that we are live here in the great, blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Just to give you a little encouragement, today let the Holy Spirit help you when you feel weak. Let Him empower you with truth that will set you free. Stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Let God take what you think is a liability and turn it into an asset. Let Him take what you think is a disadvantage and turn it around to be an advantage. Remember, you are more than a conqueror today and every day because He is strong in you. So no matter what today has in store, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you can approach this day with boldness and confidence. Why? Because the Lord is with you, and in Him is everything that you need in this life. You just have to trust God. Amen? That means that if you need provision for something today, provision is with you. If you need wisdom today, wisdom is with you. If you need strength, joy, or peace today, it is also with you. You can be confident today knowing that all of your needs are supplied spiritually, physically, emotionally, because the Lord is with you. And best of all, He has promised never to leave you. Isn't it good to know that you will always have whatever you need anytime you need it? That's the type of God that we serve, amen? We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you straight from heaven today. So please, if you haven't already, get out your pen, your notepad, your Bible, your plate, your fork, your napkin, and your open mindset so that you can receive your spiritual food for this week. Our inspiration for this week, which comes from our host of Come Together for Change, and it reads as follows. Today, instead of dwelling on what you're not, dwell on what God is. He is faithful. He is loving. He is you. He is with you, and he is for you. And with God on your side, you are headed for victory all the days of your life. No matter what bondage, what stronghold, sin, or addiction has held you captive in the past, when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you will receive his power. His burden moving, yoke destroying, anointing. Sin cannot hold you back any longer, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The more you meditate on his word, the more of his power becomes activated in you. So today, know that you are free and that you have victory. Receive this truth and let it lead you to transform your being from the inside out. Amen? Our topic for today is understanding salvation. Our main scripture will be coming from Romans, the first chapter and the 16th verse. And it reads as follows. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, this shall live by faith. So that was Romans the first chapter the 16th, and I also read the 17th verse. At this time, it gives me a pleasure, as well as graciousness, to introduce our speaker for the hour, which is our host for Come Together for a Change. And this is a man who is my husband, praise God, but he's gifted, a very gifted speaker. He is the host of Come Together for Change, anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic. He never moves without the unction of the Almighty God, and he loves the Lord with his whole heart, mind, and soul. At this moment, I give to you Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin.
Shalia, it's a wonderful privilege to come your way another afternoon to let you know that we can come together with Jesus Christ as King. We can come together and join as believers and to be able to express ourselves and to encourage others to follow Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer, who is the one who has set us free, who is the one that has brought us into the kingdom. And we just thank God for this privilege. As we look around our world today, there's so many things happening. So many things that are happening that would disturb our feelings. But we know that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And if we know that we are free, we know that Jesus Christ is our salvation. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, understanding salvation. Because if we look back at the creation, man was told one specific instruction. He was given one specific instruction. And that one instruction was that of the tree of good and evil, he should not eat of that tree, because the day that he ate of that tree, he shall surely die. And indeed, man went out of his way, listened to the serpent, and was caught up in his thinking that maybe this is true, what the serpent is saying is true. And he did die spiritually And he did die to the existence of life as it was at that time. And therefore, he didn't come into an understanding of who God was. Therefore, God had to send his only begotten Son. Because in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So we see that because of man's sin or disobedience against God in the Garden of Eden, that God had to send Jesus, and Jesus came and brought salvation. Now, I know salvation seems like a big word. What does it really mean? Now, salvation really is the process of deliverance, freedom, salvage, to salvage something from a fire. Maybe a fire would have come and destroyed your home, and you had to salvage what was remained, what was left. And therefore, that's where the word salvation comes from. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. And therefore, we have to see him as the one who can set us free, who can bring us into vision, who can bring us into deliverance, who can bring us into understanding purpose, who can bring us into understanding that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Therefore, we have to be able to see Jesus as our deliverer. We have to see Jesus as the one who can set us free. We have to see Jesus as the one who can bring us into understanding purpose. Many times we are going through life and we don't seem to know where we're going. And we have to be able to understand purpose. What is God saying to us? And how does it feel to be able to understand purpose? I want us to look at some scriptures here today. The scripture that we read as our text, Romans 1:16, says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of grace, because the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Gentile." And now there's also in Acts 4:12.
Acts 4:12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
Okay, there is no other name. In other words, there's no other name given unto man to be saved, because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to bring deliverance, to bring freedom, to bring salvation, and there's no other name. No Muhammad, there's no Buddha, there's no Confucius, there's no other name, because all these people died, and their tombs are with us today. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, there is no tomb that could be found where he is laid, because he was not buried in a tomb. He arose from the grave and was seen bodily by 500 odd persons going up into heaven. And therefore, we have to recognize that salvation has only come through Jesus Christ. And therefore, it's important to know that there is no other name. As a matter of fact, in St. John's Gospel, there's a scripture that I want you to read. St. John's Gospel, Chapter 14:6. St. John's Gospel, chapter 14:6. And it's very important to listen to this verse, because some people will come and tell you, "Oh, but you can follow Muhammad, or you can follow this person, or you can follow the other person." But I want you to hear what Jesus said in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14:6.
Chapter 14:6.
Yes.
Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Okay, you hear that? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there is no other way to Jesus or to the Father but through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody deceive you into believing that there are many other ways. There are no many other ways. Jesus said, I am the way. And if he says, I am the way, then he is the way. If he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father is through Jesus, because Jesus came and he gave his life for the sins of the world. Therefore, salvation can only come through Jesus Christ. And it's important for us to follow these scriptures and understand what the Word of God says. Again, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? This salvation was given to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Salvation came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Because when the angel came to Mary, the angel said, he shall save his people from their sins. So salvation is the process by which we shall be saved, delivered, set free from whatever situation we are facing. I don't know what situation you are facing and you feel that there is no hope. I don't know where you are going in life today and you feel that there is no solution, but I come to give you information that Jesus Christ died that you shall be free. That Jesus Christ died that you can follow the way to salvation, because there's salvation through no other but Jesus Christ. So it's important for us to understand we don't have to be ashamed, because the salvation that Jesus brought, the deliverance that Jesus brought, the perseverance that Jesus brought has come to us today, and we don't have to look at the circumstances around us, and we don't have to be afraid, and we don't have to say to ourselves, where are we going in life? Because if you know Jesus, you know where you're going. If you know Jesus, you know that he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So regardless of the circumstances, Jesus is the answer to the problems of the world today. And Jesus had to come because the world needed, like they do need today, someone who could deliver them, who could set them free from the burdens of sin, who could set them free from the problems that they're facing, who can set them free from the things that are holding them back. And Jesus came because there's salvation by no other than by Jesus Christ. And it's also important to know that when we know Jesus, we know the one that can bring salvation. When we know Jesus, so it's about knowledge. It's about having a relationship with Jesus. Because when you have a relationship with Jesus, you know who you are giving your life to. Because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give us that rest. He wants to give us that peace. He wants to give us what is necessary to take us into a new life. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because all have sinned, Jesus had to come to bring salvation to us. And it's important for us to realize that the word says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So salvation is brought to us only through Jesus. I don't care who send you or who tell you that there is another way. There is no other way given unto man whereby we might be saved but through Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you don't know Jesus, you are not going to have that peace. You're not going to have that love. You're not going to have that joy. If you don't know Jesus, you're not going to know what it is to bring you free, to make you free from your burdens and from your passion and from things that would hold you back. Jesus wants to give you a new life. Jesus wants you to know in St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Have you received him? And that's why Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So when you understand the word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is important. When you know what the word says, you don't have to be afraid. You can just go, you can go forward in faith, knowing that the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know what the word says? Have you been studying the word? It is just like going to school and not taking your textbooks with you. It is just like going to school. If you're going to learn, you've got to have your textbooks. You've got to be able to understand what the word is saying. And in Psalm 119, verse 9-11 says, rest all shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed thereto according to thy word, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. God wants to bring us into an understanding of purpose. There's no purpose in life if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's no purpose in life. God has given to each of us a purpose. God has given to each of us a desire to go forward and to be positive. God has given to us his son Jesus that we can go forward and we can know what the word says. We don't have to look at the circumstances. We don't have to allow the enemy to hold us back. No, we can go forward in faith, believing, knowing that Jesus will take us through, knowing that how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Because Jesus paid a price. By dying on the cross of Calvary, he paid the price for us. And therefore, he is saying to us today, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you ready to take that rest that he's given you? Are you allowing the devil and the thoughts in your mind to hold you back? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is your mind renewed? Is your mind transformed? Are you ready to take a trip with God through life? Are you ready to listen to the words of Jesus? Are you willing to listen to what Jesus is saying to you? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Don't be fooled. Don't be persuaded by other places, by other people. But know this, that Jesus is the only one that can take you through. Know this, that he is the only one that can show you the way, the truth, and the life. Understand this. If as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of men. Why Jesus is the only way? Because he is the only one that paid the price for our sins. He's the only one that paid the price that we could be set free from the things that the enemy will try to hold us back. And he is here this evening speaking to your heart. Many of you who are in the hearing of my voice, the devil may have been trying to hold you down. The devil has been trying to hold you back. The devil has been trying to give you impure thoughts. The devil has been trying to put things in your mind. But no, don't be fooled. Don't let the enemy hold you back and hold you down. Know what the word says. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is your mind renewed, or is the devil filling your mind with evil thoughts? Is your mind renewed, or if the devil comes in, coming to you and saying, look, you don't have to listen to the word, you don't have to listen to the preacher, you don't have to go to church, and so many people are just not going to church anymore because they are listening to the trip that the devil is laying on them. But the Lord wants us to understand that we are going to church because as we go to church, we are able to turn our lives over to Jesus. As we go to church, we are able to put our trust in God. As we go to church, we are part of the family of God. As we go to church, we are able to walk in heavenly places. As we go to church, we are able to understand what God wants for us. We are able to understand the purpose of salvation. Do you understand that Jesus brought salvation? Do you understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Do you understand that there is no other way to heaven or to the Father but by Jesus? Regardless of what the devil comes to tell you in your mind, because the fight is for the control of the mind. The devil will come and whisper things in your mind, and he will try to let you believe that there are other ways. But there is no other way. I'm suggesting to you this evening that you need to get the lies and the deception out of your mind. There is no other way to heaven. There's no other way to God but through Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me this evening? I want to pray for you that God will give you the courage and the strength to overcome every lie of the enemy, to overcome every deception of the enemy, and to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, to know that Jesus Christ is the only one that can set you free. So I want to pray with you this evening that God give you the courage and the strength to understand salvation and to follow him and make your way to heaven and make your way to freedom from the destruction of the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this evening with thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening. Grant them wisdom, understanding that they may walk in truthness and the fullness of life, and that they may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are able to deliver and set free. You are the only one that can bring salvation. So, Father, let your will be done in their lives. Bring favor, Lord. Bring protection. Lord, let their lives be focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. I pray that you were blessed with the word of God truly today from our host of Come Together for Change, and that you have a better understanding and of salvation and what salvation is all about and on who can bring salvation. Nobody but Jesus Christ himself. Without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation for your life. You have to believe and you have to know that unless God is in your life, there are things that will come towards you that you will not be able to deal with. But by having Christ in your life, God can help you to get through every hurdle, every mountain, because he is right there with you. So continue to believe and trust God and continue to know without Christ there is no salvation. And if you are ever in need for prayer or counseling, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. He will pray with you. He will answer any questions that you have. So make sure that you have the opportunity to give him a call. And join us next week, next Monday. All right, next Monday at 3:30. Bring a guest on the program with you. Give them a call ahead of time and give them the number so they can call in. And just remember, it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. So you're going to have to change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill. Have a blessed week. We look forward to hearing from you next Monday.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. from us.